Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. We're happy to have with us tonight Jackie Stewart. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack.
Howdy, Jack.
Hey, Bill.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to ask you a question. And when and where did you get saved?
Well, when we was real young, I was a kid, and I remember we was watching Billy Graham, my mom and dad, me and my brother Jimmy, and when he gave the appeal, we really didn't even know what we was doing. We all got on our knees, and we all asked the Lord to be our Savior, listening to the Billy Graham, but we didn't really know what we was doing. And then years later, it was here at Hillside when Tootie and all of them got, everybody got married, Baker's Jimmy, it's a long time ago. We went over to visit Uncle Dodie and Aunt Jeannie, and we went over to visit them. Mom and Aunt Jeannie was praying in the front room, and Dodie's Henry and me was in the bedroom. And he asked me, "Have you ever been saved?" And I said, "Well, I remember praying the Billy Graham thing. Anyways, he led me to the Lord. He explained salvation to me.
Praise
and
God.
When he explained it to me, and I remember running in the room to my mom. Even as a young child, I felt like the world was lifted off my shoulder.
Amen.
And then later that winter, in Glendale, we all started going to the church where Tommy Carney was the pastor. And, I mean, 50, 60 people at a time was going down and getting saved. And when we did, I was a kid. I got saved, got baptized. And that's my first experience with salvation. Amen. That was my first experience.
That was good. That was good, Jackie. I'm going to ask you when you felt called to ministry and how you got into ministry, how that all come about.
Well, in the ministry, anyways, my first calling, we was in Orange County. Anna May was helping us do all kinds of Bible studies and that. She's been doing things for the Lord for a long time. And when she did, we went over to other different meetings and that, and there was a woman and in Orange County, and she said to me, "I don't know, but I feel the Lord is telling me that that you're going to be a minister." Mm-hmm. And I ain't going to lie, when she did, instead of reacting with joy, I reacted with fear. And what happened in Orange County, I took my Bible, put it on the shelf. I absolutely ran away from God, stopped going to church, stopped doing it. It terrified me. It scared me to death that she would even say such a thing. I didn't think, like, imagine me being a minister of the gospel, you know? And I remember, like, I started just going way out into the world and living in the world. And I remember my mom put Christian pins up in one of my cars, and I took them all down. I said, "This, you're fixing it like it's your car. This isn't your car. It's my car. I don't want none of that." And I remember in another truck I had, I didn't mind putting a big red devil. I mean, I put it on the mirror. You know, I was really, really being rebellious to the things of God. I was really in a bad way. And then I got married. And when I got married, I would go to church off and on and stuff like that. And they invited me to a Bobby Wells meeting. And when they invited me to the Bobby Wells meeting, I'm just sitting in the far back, sitting on the floor. There was no chairs. And I looked over, my wife's crying. And she said, "Please go down with me." I said, "Glo, I don't want to go down." But then I said, "What if she goes to hell over me?" You know? So I got up with her. We went down. The Spirit of God was so strong that it hit me like a tidal wave. And then after that, we went, and we was in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and everybody kept saying to me, "Please come down to Delaware. You got to come down." And I was scared to go to Delaware because I didn't want to really commit myself really that close to the Lord. I wanted to do my own thing, work the way I wanted to work, do the things I wanted to do. But I finally went down to Delaware, and when I did go down to Delaware, as I was there for a while, listening to the Word of God and all the different things, everybody remembers how it was. What happened is Ham Parker asked me to do a men's meeting. When he did, I never slept for a week. I was so nervous. And I got up, and I done the men's meeting. And, like, the Lord just used me, like, never doing it before. And they saw something in me. Then later, Eddie Smith, he asked me to do a youth meeting. And when I done the youth meeting, Baby Jim's Jackie and all of them was there, and it really was a really good word from the Lord for never ever doing anything like that. It had to be from God.
Amen.
You know, and what it is I was always terrified of the ministry and getting into the ministry. And but, you know, Eddie and Ham, they saw something in me that I already knew was there. It's like Samuel in the Bible. He heard the voice of the Lord, and he heard the voice of the Lord. But it was Eli that had to explain to him, that is from God. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I had to have somebody explain to me, you're being called by God, you know?
Amen.
And I was scared because as a traveler, and I figured, especially, let's face it, the Scotch travelers being ministers amongst our people, it's completely terrifying. Bill would know. He's been doing it a long, long time, and it's a very scary thing amongst mm-hmm. our people, especially at that time. You go back 30-some years ago with our people. I mean, that was this, and me, Jackie's going to get up and preach. I was terrified. But, you know, they just pushed me over the edge. You know, they just, like Tim Tallon, Samuel, that's God. You know, I needed somebody to direct me. I needed somebody. And they pushed me over with explaining to me, you've got a call in your life. No one gets up and preaches in a way like that, just off, right out of the barrel. You
Amen.
Know, you just, there's a call in your life. And, you know, another scripture that I thought of, it was like the four men that carried the man to Jesus, and they tore off the roof to get to him. You know, and Jesus said he saw their faith. Because of their faith, you know, and that, like people in life, like Anna Mae, Bill, all these different people, they carried me to the ministry. You know, I wasn't the one like Peter, just, you know, jumping out of the boat and just jumping in and doing. I wasn't Peter. I was more like Doubting Thomas. I had to touch the nail-scarred hands of Jesus Christ. I had to put my hands in his side to show that it was really, really real. You know, that he was who he said he was, that I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
I had to be proven. I couldn't be, like, I wasn't the one, like, gung-ho at first. Now I'm crazy, I'm gung-ho. Now I'll stand up. I mean, not everybody knows I'm the radical one.
Praise
but
God.
At the time, I was had to be the one sitting in the back being pushed. But yeah. Once I was pushed, thank God, God's took me, and if they want somebody up there to be crazy and say something, they know they can give me the nod, because I am now. But
Amen.
The one time, I was terrified, especially like in Orange County when I can't tell you the feeling that came over me. I was terrified. But, you know, don't be terrified with the things of Jesus Christ.
I mean,
step out. He's there to catch you if you fall. Believe
Amen.
Me. Peter stepped out, and he fell, but Jesus was there to catch him. Step out and give it over to Jesus Christ, you know, if I can tell anybody that. But any other question?
Before we go, I'm going to hit you with one that ain't on the list. When you're saying that, that shows me the importance of encouraging people. And
that's
I know,
exactly.
Jackie, a lot of younger people, you might not think that of yourself. You said me, Jackie, but you've encouraged a lot of people.
Amen.
And that's what our job is, to raise up people underneath us.
Yes, definitely.
And so you said that they had encouraged. What if they wouldn't have took the time on a young boy to encourage you?
Well, it made me, there's different young men, and they could testify to it, where I've been used to tell them,
praise
don't
God.
Give up. You know,
yeah.
And there's people's ministering to this day, and it's one
iron
of the,
sharpens
I was one
iron.
Of the main ones. I remember sitting in a car and saying, you can't do this. And I remember another young boy standing saying, what's wrong with you? And it helped. I was helped, so I believe I should definitely
Amen.
Help. You know,
Amen.
Definitely.
So where we want to go now is, how important do you think it is having a wife or a husband supporting the other?
Definitely. Glow, I have to give her credit. Whatever I done, she supported me. You know, we may fight like cat and dog, but at the end of the day, she does support me. Everybody knows I'm the type of person come home from work and say, pack, we're leaving tomorrow. You know, a lot of women couldn't handle it. You know, she's put up with a lot. I'm very hard to live with. Anybody that knows me should know that.
Amen.
And when it came to the ministry, I ain't going to lie on her. If I said I want to go over to France, if I want to go down to Augusta, Georgia, wherever I wanted to go, she just, you know what I mean? I ain't going to lie on her. We've argued over anything, a lot of things, but she didn't argue over that. She let me do what I want when I want it. She did back
Praise
me up on
God.
That. I ain't gonna, you know,
God.
I got to give her credit for that.
Amen.
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 Well,
I wrote down below this, I put it in the commas here, that your kids is in ministry too.
Yes, so you thank the Lord,
you know, so that was a fruit of all that. Your wife supporting you, going along, putting in people, and your wee girls is they're a tremendous blessing.
Yeah, and your boys are kind of behind the curtain because they're witnessing. I see all the time and stuff too.
Jackie really knows the Bible. He really knows a lot of things. He might need pushed or whatever, but we'll have to see. But
he's always in church.
He's
a nice kid. I don't know him like I know the girls, but.
Thank God. I've been very, very blessed. They're all very, very good kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're not perfect, but they're definitely, definitely good kids. You know, and I'm not just saying it because it's my kids, but they are. Anybody knows them.
I agree.
About them, you know?
I'll say it. They're not my kids. They're good kids. What about some standout moments in your ministry and some major influencers?
Well, it's back to the same thing that we've, me and Anna May and me was raised together, and we've witnessed many, many moves of God. You know what I mean? Lots of different revivals growing up. The LA revival, the Vegas revival, all the different revivals.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that really impacted me was definitely going down to the church in Delaware. You know, when it was all fresh, it was all new, and I hadn't been serving God for so long, that's what I think maybe impacted it more than normal. Because, like, you go to the LA revival, it's over, you go back to your everyday life. You go to the Vegas revival, it's over, you go back to your everyday life. You go to meetings, people comes into town, you know, but at that, when we was there, it's like right now we have this church. We can come all the time.
Amen.
It ain't like just a quick move of God and then back to your, you know, and it, this is something we can do every day, day in and day out. That's why this church is so important, to impact all these young people, impact people, because it's a place to come and learn about Jesus Christ. Where the other way, like I said, the LA revival was wonderful, the Vegas revival, when we went to Spiral, all the different revivals, it was wonderful. And I'm not taking nothing away from them, but there was a short 3-4 day deal. When I did go to Delaware, I was there for full summers, and I would go on Sundays. So I got mentored, I got preached to, I got taught.
Amen.
Same way as it, like Charlie was in the ministry with me. He'll tell the same thing. I imagine we got taught, we got learned. It was a long period of time. It was a little spurts, you know. Like even in Orange County, Anna May, I keep bringing up, she got a guitar and we couldn't understand, like, who'd play a guitar? God knowed. Look at all these years later.
Amen.
She would always show us all the different little things and all that. And, you know, God knowed who to use and when to use them. And, we, you know, it's like even me in Orange County, it was a time of worshiping God and having things. But then, like I said, I got a fear and I went away from the Lord. But thank God he brings you back, you know.
Mm-hmm. That was a good point, Jackie, about keeping in a church. And, of course, we have our church, and Ham has this organization for our people where they might not fit in a country church.
Definitely.
Nothing against a country church. I went to them for years. But if you aren't coming to one of our churches, go to church.
Well, definitely go to church.
Amen.
But see, everybody has their own opinions, and definitely they're entitled to it. But the thing about our churches is you can be used.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. We can get up and be used. We can sing. Do you know if you went to the country churches, you'd be there for like 15 years before they'd ask you to either give a testimony or even usher. Where this church, we're open to help our people. And, you know, I heard a long time ago, the Assembly of God's, if they would rather a Jamaican go to Jamaica when they're doing missionaries. They would rather, like, an African go to Africa when they're doing missionaries, because they can relate to one another.
Right.
We are our own people, our own culture. The country churches don't know nothing about us. They'll never understand us. We can understand one another. And I really believe God in these last days have brought all these churches up so we can relate to our people. You know, we can relate to our people.
Amen.
They can call us hypocrites. They can call us whatever they want. But when they need help, where do they come to? They come to us. I love Jensen Franklin. I love John Hagee.
Mm-hmm.
I love Adrian Rogers. God rest him. I love all of them. But if I wanted them to pray for me, they would never be able to pray for me. I'd have to talk to some receptionist on a phone, and they would pray for you. I could never get to them, man of God. If you need prayer, you can come to these men of God face to face. They'll pray with you. They know what you're going through. They have the same exact problems as you have, because we're all the same. And I'm 1,000% for our people in our churches.
Amen.
I am.
Amen.
And what goes with that is we're Christians, you remember that old saying, are not perfect, they're just forgiven.
That's exactly.
We aren't perfect, and I'm the number one to say that, but we're forgiven, and our heart, I know your heart, I know everybody in the ministry with us that I know personally, all they talk about is the people to help our people. They want to help them.
Definitely, 100%.
And that's the motivation for it. Why else would you do it?
I mean, it's a very... something that you want to do it for the Lord, but I mean, it's something that you wouldn't really want to do for no reason.
No.
You know what I mean? Right. It's something you want to do for a reason. Right. There's a reason behind it. Like, I'm not doing this podcast because I want to be business-fied or that, and you know that, Adam.
Yep.
I'm here.
I've had to ask you quite a few times.
Just in case somebody might get something out of this. You know, something might ring a bell to them. They might relate to what I'm saying, running from God or whatever it might be. It might spring something up in them that they can relate to, you know?
Amen.
So I'm glad to be doing this for the Lord.
It's important to be rooted in a church, I believe.
What would you say your vision is for the future of our people?
Well, my vision, what I thought of reading that was, you know, just preach the gospel, the good news.
Amen.
And, you know, Amen. Go wherever God opens doors. If I have any chance, if anybody, I would want to go and not turn it down. I'd want to go first thing. And in the Bible, you know, sometimes you get upset because you don't see things going the way that you'd want it to go. But, you know, that's why the parable of the sower, when he threw that seed out, that word for throwing the seed out, he threw it real far. It was called broadcasting. He broadcasted the seed. So that seed went on good ground, hard ground, different types of soil. It's up to us to broadcast. And it's a funny thing. In the Bible, it called it broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And years later, we're broadcasting
Amen.
Right now over life.
Amen.
So I'm broadcasting right now. I'm throwing seed out. And some people's going to receive it 100%. And then some people's going to trample all over it. Some people's going to pick it up and throw it away. They're going to do whatever they can, you know, to stop it. But then there is going to be them people that's going to feel that Spirit of God. There's going to be them people that's going to get that broadcasted in good soil. We're broadcasting right now. The same way as that sower threw that seed as far as he could. So some went on good ground, some went on bad ground. But there was good ground that it went on. And some people's not going to receive nothing off this, but there is going to be people out there that's going to receive something off of it.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Is there anything else before we close you'd like to add, Jackie?
One of the other questions was about what would I advise young ministers? If God called you and you know it, like me, I knew it. I ran from it, whatever the reason was. I was just scared to death. But don't let nothing stop you. It's the hardest call, but it's the greatest call.
Amen.
It's the hardest call ever known to man. It's a bad, hard call. It's a terrifying call. But let me tell you something. It's the greatest call if you answer that call to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, just like the Nike slogan, just do it.
Amen.
Just jump out there and do it.
Amen.
Don't let no one hold you back. Don't look in your rearview mirror. Go straight forward for Jesus Christ 100%, you know?
Amen.
Is there anything you want to leave us with, Jackie, in your heart?
You know, I'm just so glad to be, you know, in this time in life. You know, I could have been born in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, whatever, but I'm born right now for such a time as this.
Amen.
I believe the Lord's coming back real soon, so soon that before this podcast, I know people hear that all the time, before I'm done preaching this, and I know that years has passed by, but it is the reality and the truth. He is coming back soon. And if it's another 10 years from now, it's still soon. So what I would say is get your life right for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't hold back. Go forward.
Amen.
Don't let nothing hinder you. Don't let nothing stop you. But keep going on for Jesus Christ. And if there's young people out there and you're worried about what people will think, let me tell you, if you're doing everything that the world wants you to do, they're going to miscall you anyways. So you
may as
well do something for Jesus Christ and get miscalled for the right reason instead of the wrong reason.
That's right.
It's a lot better. It's a lot better when you serve Jesus Christ. It keeps you from doing things that you don't want to do. You get tied up into the things of this world, and you don't even realize that you're tied up into them when you look back. But if you're serving Jesus Christ, you don't get tied up into nothing like that, and you can just do something for Jesus Christ, and it's a whole lot better to be miscalled for serving him than to be miscalled and made a rag out of for this world.
Amen.
Well, I got to say, Jack, we've enjoyed having you come on, and I'm glad you've took the time to do it. And
I'm tickled to death.
We love you, you know that?
I know that.
And you happened to mention one of my favorite sermons you ever preached about lifting the roof off and lowering the member that well.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
We appreciate you, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Well, what I'd like to say, I remember Jackie when he was first minister, and he's always blessed me.
Amen.
And many times you've helped me out of situations, Jack. Well, and I mean that praising Jesus, not you. But there have been many times I've come to a meeting with Jackie, and you've absolutely lifted my spirit up high. And I want to thank you and bless you that you got encouraged in God and as a young man.
Thank you.
Amen. You've surely blessed me in my walk.
Praise
the Lord.
Well, I know, too. Well, I don't want to take up too much more time.
You're good.
The first person that ever really opened their doors for me to minister in, like not the man's meat, not the thing like ham and egg, but I mean to minister, actually minister, was Bill had that warehouse, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And he let me, Jim White, and Baby Jim, and Jackie, Baby Jim's Jackie, have youth meetings. And he was the first one to ever open doors for our people to minister.
Amen.
He would minister on the Sundays, but he let us minister on whenever we wanted to have youth meetings or get-togethers. He let us do it.
That's how it works. Some plant, some water, but we got to all work together.
That's
and
it.
We're here because this is the name of our podcast, How We Got Here.
That's
Amen.
It. That's
all
it.
Working shoulder to shoulder.
That's it. That's
Amen.
It. That's
Amen.
It.
And we had a very good time when you was doing that. You were really blessed by
thanks,
his
thanks,
voice.
Bro. Appreciate
and
it.
You're still blessing.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Still Thank blessing
you. Thank
Praise
you.
God.
Well, blessings is coming and going each
Amen.
Way, you know.
Amen. When we've only begun.
That's it. I know. We're on our last legs, but we're still rocking the roll. We're still doing it. We're still going. You know?
Well, I got one grizzly.
Well, that's it. You're still doing, Phil, Bill. You're still here.
I got one left.
Well, praise God. God. This is it. And thank you, Jack. And God bless you.
Thank you, Anime. Thank you, everybody.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.